these kids need to learn about their community. They need to learn about some of the local buildings that we have in Buffalo. If they know about them, they can appreciate them. And I think that's how we can create a generation of kids that have a foundation in appreciating our local architecture.
That's Architecture and Education Committee Chair Lindsay Graff talking about the program, which aims to promote the importance of architecture. 20 teams of volunteer architects collaborated with Buffalo Public School teachers and University at Buffalo students to teach young people about the profession.
They work with the architect over a two-month period, so they're required to go in 8 to 10 times. The first 5 or 6 times, they're doing warm-up exercises. They're showing their progress of how they're learning. They're learning what the floor plan is. They're learning what a section is. They're learning what an elevation is.
Discovery School number 67, Frederick Law Olmsted number 64, and Community School number 53 are among the 6 Buffalo schools that participated in the project. Each class was educated about a different architectural structure found in the city, including the grain elevators and various factories and tenements. Graff says for some of the students' final project, they constructed their dream house out of recycled and non-recycled materials.
So you see a lot of East Side neighborhoods right now. There's a lot of houses being demolished, and the kids live in these neighborhoods. So we're trying to tell them there's an alternative to demolishing a house. You can repurpose it into something else, and it just takes a little bit of a catalyst to get the neighborhood moving.
Community school 8th grader Nelson Rodriguez says he enjoyed learning how to use architectural tools.
They showed us blueprints of actual buildings that they've drawn to scale, and I thought that was pretty cool because I honestly never saw a blueprint, even though my dad was in construction.
Community school teacher Richard Bucknowski says the project also helped clear up his students' misconceived notions about what architects actually do for a living.
We had the students draw what an architect looks like. The pictures would have indicated they were construction workers, and the predetermined thought of what an architect was changed by meeting these people and interacting with them and finding that they're normal people. They just have a specific job, and the job is something that they could do with some training.
Rodriguez says he can use the skills he learned during the architecture and education program in the future.
I honestly wasn't going to go into architecture. I was going to go into filming and stuff, but I'm probably going to use that on sets or something.
The students' artwork is on display at the SEPA Gallery, located inside the Market Arcade Building in downtown Buffalo, from now until Friday. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.